Friends, I greet you in the name of Jesus who pray. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. Lord, speak to us, for we, your servants, are listening. Amen. I'm sure we all have our own particular questions and struggles when it comes to the issue of prayer. I know I certainly do. Is God really listening? Why should God care about me? If God already knows everything, what's the point of prayer? Why do answers to prayer seem so inconsistent, sometimes even so unsympathetic and uncaring? Does a sick person who has lots of friends praying for them have more chance of being healed than someone who suffers alone? Why does God sometimes seem so close to us and other times so incredibly far away? Does prayer change God, or does it change me? I fear that prayer may easily lose its appeal and power for us in a prosperous and affluent Western world, even if we are now impacted by the costs of living. Don't we all rely on our abilities, our resources and our talents and our ability to solve the problems of whatever we're confronted with in life? We can hardly be praying sincerely, "Give us our daily bread," when probably every one of us here has a pantry filled with more than a month's supply, and our wardrobes offer more than just enough choices of what to wear. Even so, prayer has been described as the Christian's vital breath. There might be one quote of Luther that you know and remember in life, and it might be this one: "To be a Christian without praying is no more possible than to be alive without breathing." So for us as God's people, prayer is as simple, as easy, as natural and spontaneous as breathing. And you know what? Breathing is important, isn't it? So prayer just represents the most important use of our time. Would you say that's true for you? What does prayer look like in your life? Corrie ten Boom challenges us with a question. Is prayer your steering wheel, or is it your spare tire? Are we turning to God, thanking him with joy for his blessings and his goodness and how he leads and guides our lives in the trivial things and in those important decisions that we have to make in life? Or are we simply turning to God when we find ourselves stuck in those desperate and difficult situations? But even if we are doing just that, isn't that a good thing? For you know what? When you've got nothing, God is all you've got. Whatever. Prayer was always vital in the life of Jesus. You don't have to wade through the pages of the Gospels for very long to see Jesus in prayer. Retreating to go in a lonely place where he's uninterrupted to be with the Father. Pray. Today, again, we hear of Jesus praying. In fact, John devotes the entire 17th chapter of his Gospel to Jesus in prayer. Doesn't that in itself say something to us? Firstly, Jesus prays for himself. He prays for strength to do what he was sent to do, and that was to glorify the Father. And how how's he going to glorify the Father? He's going to suffer and die to take the wrongdoing of the world upon himself. He's done that. He glorified the Father in his death. He glorified the Father again in his rising to life, which opens up a new way of living with hope for us. And then Jesus prayed for the disciples he chose. You know that motley little bunch? He prays that they would remain faithful to him, joyfully following their calling to announce God's kingdom to all people, calling people from out of their slavery, out of their brokenness, out of their darkness, into the light of God's forgiving love. And today, Jesus prays for all believers. He says, I pray for those who will believe in me through their message. So Jesus is praying for all people, of all places, of all time, who look to him and follow him. Jesus is praying for you and me. How does it feel when someone lets you know that they're praying for you? I think we've all been there. I know I have. How do you feel when you know that someone is praying just for you? Perhaps it's in response to your situation in life, the journey that's tough for you, or maybe in dealing with a tragedy or some loss. Or maybe simply they just tell you they're praying for you because they care about you. How does that make you feel? Does it make us feel treasured, valued, noticed, important, special, valued and appreciated? Doesn't it make a world of difference to know that others are bringing our concerns before God's throne of grace? They are asking God to do for us what they would love to do, but they know they can't. They know that only God can. So they pray. They pray because God is love. And God wants the best for his people, doesn't he? For life now and for all eternity. Well, how then does it make you feel to know that Jesus is praying for you? God's own Son is always standing up for you before his and our dear Father. Isn't that something else? A whole new level of God's grace and goodness coming to us? With Jesus praying for us and the Father watching over us, could it ever possibly get any better than that? What a wonderful encouragement and source of hope that is for us. Jesus is praying for you and me. He always has been. He continues to. And he always will. And thanks be to God for that. For if you're anything like me, you will know that you could and ought to be spending more time with God in prayer. And then perhaps sometimes you feel that too many of your prayers are like a spoiled child. Gimme, gimme, gimme. When God is already giving us so much. You know that it would be a whole lot better for you to be filled with thankfulness and praise for God's goodness in your life. Well, what about those times when you dare to suggest that God might be doing things a little bit differently to make your life and our world a whole lot better? Even though we believe and know that God knows better than we do. And then what about those prayers you would like to pray, but you can't even begin to pray? When you are so overwhelmed by your circumstances that you can't find the words, you don't know what to pray. When you're so overcome by grief and loss that the words just fail you. or when you are so hopelessly and helplessly stuck in your situation that all you can do is groan under the pain of life. Even then, you're not alone. Jesus prays for you. The Spirit prays on our behalf is the encouragement of Paul. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts and knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will for them. There is never a single prayer of yours or mine that is not prayed. We may not be able to make the prayer, but Jesus is already praying for us. The Spirit is groaning on our behalf. This is the goodness of God in our lives, isn't it? It's grace upon grace upon grace. You and I haven't earned it. We don't deserve it. It's always and only because our God is so good. And notice then what Jesus prays for. He prays for his followers to be one. May we be one as Jesus and the Father are one. Doesn't pray simply for our well-being, for a long, prosperous and healthy life, for good things and for the pleasures of life to come to us. He prays for higher blessings that the world cannot give, that we may be one. He prays for complete unity. Unity in faith, unity in love, unity in purpose, unity in action. Unity with him and with one another. And when there's unity, this is our glory and it gives him glory. It's the result of his being in us and his love coming to life in our lives and through us. He calls us to be faithful to him just as he is faithful to us. He wants us to get on with each other, even though we may feel and think so differently about things. Our calling is to be one, just as Jesus and the Father is one. Jesus is praying for you. So who are you praying for? You are always and you will forever be on Jesus' prayer list. This is how much God loves you. So who's on your prayer list? To pray for others is to pray for God's goodness and blessing in their lives and in the world around us. It's to follow the example of Jesus. So joyfully offer your prayers to God. For you know what? The prayers of godly people are both powerful and effective. God's word is true. Amen. And now, dear friends, may the peace of God rest in you, drawing you to the Father in prayer.